Okay, I'd like to try in 15 minutes to give a share on at least a rundown on a halacha that's very negeya. It's especially negeya in Flatbush and a lot of the neighborhoods here in New York. The shaila has to do with people who leave maids or babysitters in the house alone with the food in the house, and the chashashas that there might be. Now, instead of sitting in an armchair and daydreaming about what might happen, I want to learn Tosfos. Tosfos talks about it, and the Tosfos Rishadi seems to say very clearly that there's no problem. The Tosfos Rishadi Avikhav Nevela B'Kedera, Tosfos has a yesod that we're not chayshish a guy is going to switch food unless there's some benefit that the guy has. Tosfos says that bechinam kedei lahashal Yisrael leichashinan. We're not chayshish if you leave a guy at home that's stam to make trouble for Yidden, that a guy will do anything. And Tosfos writes at the end of the Tosfos, umehai taima, for this reason, shavkinan b'chol yayim kedei reshalanu l'shifcheseinu oivdeis kechavim v'leichashinan dil mehitila iser b'saychai. This is beferish that it was the meaning in his day to leave shvachis home and pots of food were cooking, and there was no chashad because the guy had no benefit in switching the kosher for treif, and therefore Tosfos says we're not chayshish.
We can't leave now, right?
What?
We can't leave now.
If you leave now, you're in good shape, right? That's okay. So this is what Tosfos says. Tosfos says that there's not only there's no problem, but that was the custom. We're not talking about sending now. We're talking about this. So he's asking, Moshe is asking a good question. He's asking, this is a stira to a sugya later, which says that when you send meat or fish, you have to put two simanim. If you send with a guy, you send meat or fish with a guy, then you have to put simanim on it. Why do you have to put simanim? So the Beis Yosef says that Tosfos will learn, that's also talking. Only with the guy can have a benefit. If the guy could have a benefit from switching it, then you have to put two simanim. Kosher meat is more expensive than treif meat. But if there's no benefit, the Beis Yosef says, Tosfos holds that that's mutter, and that this is mutter. That's what it says, the very strong tzadheter. And what makes it better is that the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Yud Ches, Sif Yud, says in the first part of Sif Yud, he says you should be a yaitzev anichnes. That if you have leave a guy at home, you should come and go. But then Tosfos said, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Im einay nehena bechalipin muta bechalinyan lechashinu shem hechlif lachshilai kivin shein lehana b'david." The Shulchan Aruch says beferish Tosfos, which is that it's muta. We stop now. We're in good shape. Everything's muta. Now the Marit, and the Marit is brought here in the Gilyan Marsha, points out that really the top two Tosfos in argue one with the other. The second Tosfos I read said if a guy has no benefit, we're not chayshish. The top Tosfos says that only if a guy could get in trouble, if there's a negative reason, we're not chayshish. Tosfos says that we're chayshish. He says hacha yochel litchayf kavshal nevela b'kedera. The guy could stick a tray for spoon into your pot. V'yomelahaga says tavshilchan is kavanti. Shaleyak diach, and he can have an excuse. He won't get in trouble. It has to be someone that if you catch him, he'll get in trouble. That Tosfos seems to say that there's no heter because he's not nehena. The heter is only if there's a negative, if there's a chance he'll be caught, and there's a fear. There's a fear of being caught. So the Marit says that it's a stira satisis. And the Gilyan Marsha brings it and seems to hold that way, that you need a mirtis. You need that the guy should have some fear of getting in trouble. Now, on that, the Chacham Tzvi has a tshuva. He says, it's no raya. When Tosfos says the guy will stick a spoon in, Tosfos means the guy is going to be in the henna. He's going to want to eat some of it. He'll stick in his tray for spoon to take some of your food. And Mamela will make a tray. So the Chacham Tzvi says that is the other two Tosfos. The other Tosfos also means that you'll be in the henna, even though Tosfos doesn't say it beferish. So the Chacham Tzvi answers, so Leite Marit is a machlokes to Tosfos. Leite Chacham Tzvi is not a machlokes. The Shulchan Aruch sounds good, so it sounds like basically we have a heter. Because he's saying the push pshat in the first Tosfos there's no benefit, and we're feishish. Chacham Tzvi says no, the first Tosfos also means a benefit. The guy's sticking his stone because he wants to take food for himself, he's going to have a benefit. So this is the tzad to be makel. Now in Sif Yud Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh lahachmir shaloy lehniach kedeirois esal ha-shvachos ben Yisrael b'bayis. Shulchan Aruch says, beferish, lechatchila you should be machmir. What does he mean, lechatchila you should be machmir? Why? If you're medayik in the Gra has two different pshatim. There's a bit of a steer in the Gra. The Gra in his pirish on the Shulchan Aruch, Lamed Vav, has a pshat, and they stuck in a likut. In other words, it's a little complicated to get into. According to the likut, he just means l'chatchila. Yirei Shemayim, you shouldn't be samech on this taisis. But, alright, Yirei Shemayim shouldn't be samech, but if you have a relative who does it, so you don't have to worry so much. But the other Gra says that with chayshish that he will be nehena. The gayisha person working there is going to want to eat. He's going to eat from that also. He's going to serve supper. You're cooking meatballs. He knows that if you put butter in meatballs, it's very good. Well, she knows. You'll be out of the house. Yesh lahachmir, because the lashon of the gra is that lashbiya chelka pamim leisen es cholav lashbiya chelka. So according to that, there is a reason to be machmir that it's always considered nehenah. This is the, but again, it's two gras. You see, it's complicated. There's two taisis that seem to be a stira. There are two gras that appear to be a stira. One he says it's yirei shemayim yachmir, and one he says it seems to be mikra adin.
Wouldn't they be afraid of getting caught?
So if there's yaitzah v'nichnis, That says in the beginning of Sif Yud, if there's a Yitzvah Nichnas afraid of being caught, and they were told that they're not allowed to do it, then you're right. Then Yitzvah Nichnas is for sure a heter. We're talking here where you're not a Yitzvah Nichnas. You say, I'm going to go out for an hour. If you're arrested, you get fired, would be just as good. So it has to be that that the guy has a fear of
yeah,
being fired.
What?
His job is something to lose. Yeah. You're right. You're right. It has to be something to lose. It can't. 30 years ago, it happens every year in Flatbush. What do you mean? Every year, someone comes to me. Every year. I mean, it was punk butter in the chum. That's what. Wait. In the yeshiva? Put butter in the... Okay. It happens every year. I have at least one person who comes to me and tells me. I have one person who davens here who told me that he warned this guy 100 times not to use anything in the kitchen. And he leaves her home a whole day. And one day he came home and she doesn't touch anything in the kitchen. She had been using the Pesach kitchen downstairs all year for her treifas. Not a joke. He found it afterwards. She used the Pesach kitchen. She said, she told him, you never told me I can't use the downstairs kitchen. You told me not to use this kitchen. And anyway, let's get back to Shulchan Aruch. I want to get back. What we're learning now is there's a big tzad to be makel. If a guy is not nehena b'chalipin, to be makel. We have tzad to be makel b'feirish. Shulchan Aruch is Mekel. It says Yesh Lahachmir. It's a tzadet. It means Yirei Shemayim. We want to be Yirei Shemayim, but at least when you're stuck, you have what to be Samecha. There are two cheshbainais that are problematic in our homes. And if you can avoid those two cheshbainais, you'll be okay, but it's very hard to avoid them in the typical case in the house. One is the Mati Yonis in here who brings the Pri Chadash. It's interesting, I remember when did Art Scroll put out Erevin? 1994, 95, I was I was involved in putting out the Schottenstein Erevin, and before it came out, it was the second volume that was put out after Makis, but this was when Daf Yomi was learning Erevin. There was a lot of pressure to proofread and proofread and proofread. I remember I got sick of proofreading. And then someone showed me in the introduction, it said, a tchum is 2,000 tfachim, which, by the way, is incorrect. And like we would have been fools if it had come out. After that, everyone stayed. I think your father put it in purposely, the 2,000 tfachim, to be mizaras everyone to proofread. But anyway, so we were working late at night, and so they called on 13th Avenue a takeout food to send food. So they sent food with a Gaisha driver, and it was very late at night, and the food came up, and there were no simanim. It wasn't wrapped, nothing. So I was sitting there, they said, what do we do? I said, don't ask me, ask your local Orthodox rabbi, I'm not eating this stuff, you know, Shulchan Aruch. I don't really think the Gaisha driver switched anything. So everyone, they called all the rabbanim that they could, and everyone said it's aser. Why is it aser? Why is it aser? Why is the guy Nehenne b'chalipin? Why Nehenne b'chalipin? The Mati Yainison says that you have to be chayshish, that the guy was hungry and ate it because it was available, and then replaced it. And they went into McDonald's and replaced it. The Mati Yainison is not saying that I believe he did it. He's saying that was Chazal's chashash. Nehenne b'chalipin is lav davka, the food is better. It means nehenne b'chalipin, that the chazal chayshish, that he ate it, and then he replaced it with something else. He says, if the guy has other food available, the Kaf HaKayim brings the Mati Yainison, Pasul's like him, but he says, if the guy has other food available, then you're not chayshish for it. But the Mati Yainison has this, it's a prichadash, and this answers the kasha that you asked before, that in Taisa says, only if you nehenne b'chalipin, why do you need two simanim? So the Prichadash answers, because we're chayshish, that to save time, the guy is driving it smells good, he's going to eat a burger, and then when he gets down to that neighborhood, he'll run into a McDonald's and he'll replace the burger, he'll wrap it in the same paper that the kosher burger was in. If you know the exact time, then it's mutter.
So,
no, you can't. If you know when the guy left and the guy came, then it would be better.
The
airplane story is incorrect. We'll see why later. I'll tell you why later. But anyway, that's cheshbin number one. The Mati Yainison's cheshbin that he brings here, it's on the page. It's not something I'm making up. The Mati Yainison, b'shem de prichadash, brings this cheshbin. And again, he says, chazal l'cheshish for it. Rav Moshe, digris Moshe, has a second concern. Ramesh has a tshuva about this in Yeridei Chelek Aleph, tshuva Samach Aleph. And he says, he doesn't talk about switching food. He says, if you leave a guy home alone in our homes, we have stoves, it's very easy to cook. The guy is going to want a scrambled egg. The guy will take out your pan, put it on the fire, and make a scrambled egg. A guy cooks a scrambled egg, it's bishalakum, the egg is treif. And we paskin that the kelim are treif as well. So the pan will be treif, and the fork will be treif, and the spatula will be treif. So Ramesha says, in effect, this is all talking about chashad on the food. Is the guy going to switch the food or leave his nehenne b'chalipin? So if you tell a guy you can eat anything in the house, so he's not going to switch it. Why would he switch it? If you tell him you can eat whatever you want, you leave food in the refrigerator. You tell him you can eat whatever you like. Then there's no chashash that he's going to switch it. However, if on the pots, Rav Moshe says, there's a problem. Because the pots, he'll be, there isn't a nehenne, it's not b'chalipin, it's just using it. He's using it, it'll be an issur. Rav Moshe says, if you leave a guy home alone without a yitz of a nichnas, that you need to, that you have to be noyeh chumran all the kelim in the house for 24 hours, not to use the kelim. For 24 hours from when you left the guy at home alone. Now the heter is to be Yaitz of Anichnas. Yaitz of Anichnas means you have to tell the guy you're not allowed to use the kelim, and you have to occasionally stop in. How often is occasionally? So that's a shear onto itself, because some Echsherim visit plants 2-3 times a year and they call that Yaitz of Anichnas. And some, it doesn't seem like that. Chazal here talk about staying away long enough, you tell the guy, I'm going to daven, that davening is already Yaitz of Inichnis, because he knows the block of time you won't show up. So what exactly Yaitz of Inichnis is a discussion unto itself. But bottom line, there are two major concerns. The two major concerns in this are, number one, the Mati Yainasin, that a guy, because of time, is Nehenebe Chalipin. Now that you can solve. If you tell the guy, you could eat whatever you want in the house, no problem. So if you have corned beef in the refrigerator, the guy could eat it. You tell the guy, eat whatever you like. So it's not chashash that the guy's going to switch it because he could eat it. I remember once it happened that somebody asked Rav Palm, the butcher, the meat delivery, they left the delivery on a person's stoop. And there were no simanim on the meat. So the person came to Yeshiva, he asked Rav Palm, could he eat the meat? There were no simanim. The delivery person was a Jewish fellow, but it must have been a busy time of the year, just left a package of meat on the stoop without simanim. So Rav Palm told him he could use it. He told him that if the guy would take it, he would steal it. Why would he replace it? Why would he be machlif it? If you have a driver who has to bring it somewhere, he'll be machlif it if he takes it. But if you have someone who can just steal it, why would he switch it? So in Mati Yainasin's cheshbon, it's easier to solve. Ramesh's cheshbon is a bigger problem. Ramesh's cheshbon is a cheshbon with the kelim, not with the food you have in the house. It's a problem with the kelim. You can theoretically solve it by making the stove or the oven inoperable during the time the person's there, or if you have a video camera that you can see if it was used or not, there are ways of solving the problem. But these are the two issues. So on the one hand, Tais says beferish its mutter. Mechaber says beferish its mutter. On the other hand, you have these two, the Mati Yainasin and the Igros Maisha, these two cheshbonos to contend with. But how do you know what they do when you're not there? I can tell you. I don't know. It's anecdotal. Because I get, who comes to me, it's like a surgeon. You know, people come and need surgery. People only tell me about the goyim in the house when they discover problems. I have a neighbor who came home and he had the goyisha girl was babysitting. And he once came home in the middle of the day and he found a tray for meat in his oven. And it happens all the time. How often does it happen? I don't know. People come to me when it happens. But it doesn't. The bottom line is what Chazal Lachaish is for. And these issues, I mean, they're issues. And you have to solve the problem. You need Yaitz of Inichnis. Technically, if you tell the guy you installed a video camera, and even if you really didn't, it also works. All you need is a mirtis, right? So you can just tell the guy, you know, you're putting in a video. I mean, it's got to look believable.
That the Jew is eating
tray. So it says that we're not chayshish that he's going to have a noah. Tay says he's not going to do it just for that. They ask that the guy's chasha to kill a Jew. We have later in the Gemara the chasha to kill a Jew. He's not going to give him treifus. So they say no. He wants to be mitzarian. To make him eat treifus and the Jew doesn't know he's eating treifus, that's not mitzarian. So memelu when that stamazai, when that chayshish, that'll be machshalim stamazai. Anyway, this is the sugya, and these are the two sifim. Next week, I'd like everyone to please bring, the boys are coming home from Eretz Yisrael, please bring them all here. They should see what it means to, you know, to learn later, Mishmanai, to Yitzhashem.